Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, together with you on this Wednesday at 7:35 in the morning. We're continuing on the discussion, meeting with local candidates, wanting to hear from them directly about them, how they feel about the issues, and why they're running to represent you and I at the local level. And this half an hour, I am so blessed to have in the studio our next candidate for city council, Reed Sun. He is here. And Reed, we're so glad to have you here. Thank you for being here early in the morning.
Yes, well, I appreciate it. And it's just good to get out and actually talk with people about what's going on and where we're at with the campaign. So thank you.
The neat thing about your website right here, I've got it up in front of me, readsun.com, is right there is this great picture of you right in the middle in the heart of Salem right there. And it's so engaging. And looking at your background and reading through, I'm real impressed with what's led you to this point. But I want to hear from you kind of your experience, your background, why you're so passionate about serving here in Salem.
Well, you know, I grew up here. Salem has been a place that has shaped me. I left after high school. I went to Sprague, graduated, and then went down to school in San Diego, got my accounting degree, and eventually found my way back here. I was fortunate to be asked to come work at the hospital in the finance department. My mom has worked there for almost 40 years now as a nurse, and she's still there. We get to have lunch together every once
awesome.
In a while. You know, Salem is a special place that is set apart in Oregon, and I want to see Salem thrive. I decided to come back and start a family here. My wife and I have had 3 kids since moving back in 2015. So we have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 6-month-old.
Oh, busy household.
It's very busy right now, and we're all trapped inside, you know, and the parks are closed and school's closed. But I see a future for Salem that, you know, could really get away from us if we're not carefully planning that out, and if we're not thinking about the decisions made today and how they'll affect our young families, our residents. And so I started to get involved at the local level. I served on a nonprofit board as the treasurer, started to get to know people in the community. And then I joined the city budget committee because I am the finance director for Salem Health.
Mm-hmm.
My background is entirely in healthcare finance, budgeting. I was actually a performance auditor for the United States Health and Human Services for the first 4 years of my career.
Very good.
So I understand efficiency in government programs and where to look for value, and got involved in the budget committee, found that it was enjoyable and rewarding, but just not enough, you know, and I wanted to do more. And so as we entered into this campaign season, I saw the opportunity to throw my name in the hat for Ward 7, and a lot of great people in the community came behind me and said, we support you. And the campaign has been one of the most rewarding processes of my life, getting to know people in Salem that truly care about making a difference. No matter what happens next Tuesday, I will never forget this time, especially how wild it's been with the pandemic happening in the middle of it. And I care so deeply about Salem, and I want to see us thrive. So, you know, we're going to try to win this.
Well, and it's interesting with your background in finance and also healthcare, it looks like you are positioned well to come onto the council at this particular time. We're going to look at some interesting facts and decisions as far as businesses getting reengaged in the community and some of the unique challenges that they're going to face with trying not to overregulate how they get going on the city level.
Exactly.
And it's this fine balance of having protections for the most vulnerable and yet having freedom and liberty and honoring our Oregon Constitution and our national constitution, that people have the opportunity to live, to pursue that life of happiness and liberty. Tell me a little bit about some injustice or things you thought need to be changed in the city council, things that you saw that's like, you know, if I'm there, I'm gonna bring this to the table.
Yeah. Well, there are 3 things that we continue to talk about, whether it was on the doorsteps prior to March or now on the phone. I've talked to probably almost 1,500 households on the phone myself.
Good.
And there are things that people are frustrated with. You know, people are frustrated that our downtown became unsafe, that our businesses were in a position to where their employees were not safe, where their customers were not safe. And frankly, the homeless downtown were not safe as well. I mean, we had very scary situations down there. You know, nobody was winning. And it's easy maybe now if you go downtown, you see, oh, well, things seem to be you know, okay, well, everybody's closed. First of all, businesses are struggling. The homeless have moved out into the camps because two or more, there's a ban on gathering of two or more. So, but, you know, the reality is I sat through every meeting over the last 6 months, and the city, the majority on city council just could not get a handle on really giving law enforcement the tools that are necessary to ensure our sidewalks are safe. So that was a big one. Everyone I talked to is frustrated. And at the local level, you only have so many tools. We can't solve world hunger. We can't be a social services agency in its entirety. We have to take the tools that we have and really be effective, common sense leaders. And people just haven't seen that with the majority deciding, you know, not to give those tools to our police. And so that's one thing. You know, the other thing was people were very frustrated about the decision to kill the third bridge throughout Salem. In my ward particularly, that issue polls over 70% of people wanted that bridge to move forward. And I am proud to be supported by organizations that want to see that bridge move forward. And I'm ready to get back to the table come January or hopefully sooner after we win this election.
Tell me a little bit about the area that you're representing, the ward. Yeah. Where is that at exactly?
It's Southwest Salem. So it starts sort of Fairmont Hill, west of Commercial, and then kind of moves up through Liberty, west of Liberty. So you've got Candelaria, Sunny Slope, Salem Heights, Illahi, Croyson Mountain. So those are the areas. And I've walked in almost all of those neighborhoods, you know, up until, again, we stopped to go on door to door, but great people. And, you know, but people that, you know, we live out Southwest, but we travel through downtown, we go to West Salem, you know, we understand, we experience the headache that is that gridlock through downtown.
Yeah, it makes it really a challenge because if people stay away from that area, even at the end of the day, if they know people traveling back and forth, and it's not an issue right now because it's been quieter, although I see more traffic on the on the roads, but you know, that deters from downtown.
Yeah.
It deters people don't want to go shopping downtown, let alone the homeless. And so these things, we want to make it business friendly. And and when I read and when I see here in your profile that you're a friend of business, you're a friend of the mom and pop shops too, not just the corporate places, you know, that need to happen. You're a friend of the nonprofits. You're a friend. You worked on a nonprofit board. You're a friend of healthcare. All of those things, and of course, endorsed by Oregon Right to Life as well. You have a young family here. You plan to raise your family here, and you're thinking future. You're thinking, hey, I want this to be as great of a place as it was for me growing up for my children. And I think that's pretty amazing. So what do you want to say to those that considering you for election in Ward 7? What do you want to say to them today?
This is a crucial election. We have four seats up for re-election that, depending on how the races go, we could have a very effective, common sense city council in front of us or not. And my race is no different. You know, people need to decide between common sense and experience, and that is what I bring to the table. You know, I have the finance background. I understand the details that go into running a city budget, and the budget at the hospital is larger. You know, we're the largest employer, actually, private employer in Salem. So I bring that experience, but I also bring the perspective of a young family looking forward, the legacy that I want to leave for my children, and that I want to help, you know, foster a community where they too want to raise their family here. So people have a choice. They have a choice between someone who doesn't want to raise their taxes and someone who does, someone who doesn't want to move forward with the bridge and someone who does, like myself, you know. And so that is crucial. This is crucial. We need people to vote. The primary election will decide this race. Next week, we will know whether or not I'm going to be the next city councilor for Ward 7. So people need to vote. You know, there's about 17 or 18,000 registered voters in Ward 7. if we need every single one of them to turn in a ballot and to be informed.
And to participate.
Participate.
Elections have consequences, and like you on the council, you make a decision for us. You're the closest, you know, besides a school board and our commissioner, the city councilors really make those decisions that impact our day-to-day life. And so it's important, listeners, that we come around people that line up with our values. And that's what I've, you know, and this is a nonpartisan race. It's also a volunteer. You volunteer. You're not getting paid for this. You're volunteering your time to serve in the city council position. When you're out campaigning, what are you hearing from your constituents, the most important issues to them?
I mean, everybody right now is focused on economic recovery after we get through this pandemic. COVID-19 has rocked our community, and I feel for everyone who is without a job, for businesses whose doors are closed, restaurants that were just about to open or that were just, you know, experiencing the excitement of downtown and had to close their doors. So how, as a city council, can we impact that? Well, we can make it easy for people to thrive, for businesses to do well, while at the same time ensuring that we have boundaries and rules in place so that those that don't want to you know, that don't want to follow society's sort of contract with one another, that we you know, that we enforce those. I mean, we have to make it easier for people who are doing well to do well, but also ensure that we have boundaries in place so that our society can thrive. And that's something that city council can truly impact on a day-to-day basis. That's just common sense, and we need more common sense at that local level.
Great words from Reed's son. He has a wonderful website. You need to check it out, reedsson.com. We are going to come back after this break and continue the discussion. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use. I'm Stacey Ann, and we'll be back right after this. Good morning. Good morning, Salem, Silverton, Turner, Kaiser, wherever you're at today. Maybe you're listening online at KSLM.news. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio, enjoying a wonderful conversation with Salem Council candidate Reed's son, Ward 7. And, you know, Reed, when we were talking right before the break, we were talking about kind of what you're passionate about, and why you want to run. And one of the things I know personally for me, and I'm sure I represent the listeners in this, that, you know, when we look about restarting the economy, the last thing we need is more taxes and fees and ways to burden the people to try to restart the economy. I'm a firm believer in capitalism, and I think allowing the people the freedom to get out and about and provide for their families without conditions and without continued taxation. My understanding is there's been some issues around payroll tax and trying to find some funds and adding some burden. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? And you had mentioned that you are not, if you want a candidate that's not for taxation or added taxes, pick you kind of thing. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, last year, the majority of city council, not everyone, of course, but the majority did decide to move forward with an operating fee on everyone's water bill. So it was an $8 if you live in a single family home on your water bill. You'd have seen it showing up around February. That was a general fund budget fix, you know, called an operating fee, but it's really a tax. At the same time, they were entertaining the idea of bringing forward a payroll tax and just passing it, you know, at council. Both of those combined was about $17 million of general fund revenue. The council did decide to move forward with the payroll tax, putting it on the ballot. And I, from the very beginning, I was talking to people about this tax as the as we were getting closer to the election, saying this is not the right mechanism. First of all, it's taxing people who don't live here, that don't even have a say in this. So it's not fair. It's not equitable. It also is general fund money, which means that it can be spent in any which way by anyone, and it wouldn't have even been to start collected for 3 years. Could be a whole nother council, depending. We don't know where we're going to be, and we don't, and so then the pandemic hit. The city council decided to pull that from the ballot, which was the right decision, but there are still candidates for these races that are supportive of this, of the mechanism that was the payroll tax. And so we don't know, you know, this is why voters have to decide today. When you vote, Are you voting for someone who could bring it back or not? And that's the choice. And I can tell you right now, I do not support that mechanism. It just is, it's not the right way to go. And so that's a choice that voters are going to have to make between myself and my opponent. And I hope people are informed on that. But the reality is this pandemic is going to, we don't know how long the economic recovery is going to take. We don't know what next fall is going to look like. You know, at the hospital, we are more than prepared for this to come, for COVID-19 to come back in the fall. What does that look like? How do you prepare economically? We can't just continue to shut down the economy every year, right? So the last thing we need is our leaders to be instilling more uncertainty in us, saying that they support these ideas of these taxes. We need to just take it that completely off the table and out of the conversation. And I've been doing that since the beginning of this campaign. You know, I've been very honest with voters that that's where I stand on that issue.
So as far as the budget and the annual budget, it's set. When is your budget cycle? You set it. Is it a January through December 31st cycle with the city?
The city's on a fiscal year ending June 30. So right now I'm sitting on the budget committee. We have our second and hopefully last meeting tonight where, if it all goes well, we will recommend a budget to the city council, which will then go to the city council for approval, and then it would be effective July 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's interesting in Salem, different than the places that I have lived. Here you have a city council and you have a mayor. It's all volunteer, not paid.
Yep.
But you have a system of government. We have a system of government, and our listeners may or may not know this, that actually we have a city manager who implements the policies and procedures set by the council and the mayor. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah. And, yep. He reports to the city council.
Mm-hmm. And so does the police chief and the other heads of government here in Salem, right? And so you have oversight of all of those budgets, correct?
Well, the police chief and the other department heads, they report to the city manager. So the city manager is really under the direction of city council, and that's and that's it.
Okay.
And which is, you know, important. And so he recommended a budget, and then the city council budget committee, which includes all of city council, the mayor, plus residents from all the wards, and an additional resident at large, then takes that budget into consideration, recommends it back to city council. Ultimately, city council is actually the body that will approve the budget. So, you know, we might, as the budget committee, say, oh, we want this in or this out, and the city council could change their mind in their final meeting to approve a budget, taking into consideration everything that, you know, and that's part of the reason, again, why I decided to run was, you know, the budget committee can only do so much, but still an important thing to be involved in. But that's kind of the process.
So if you're elected, when you're elected on May 19th, you'll continue that role on the budget, but you'll be more as a counselor, or maybe an advocate, that kind of thing.
Hopefully, I mean, at that point, we'll hopefully have the budget passed, or at least recommended, and then, you know, my term would start in January, so then I would come off of the budget committee as a member and become a member as the city councilor for Ward 7. That's the hope, that's the goal, and I feel that our message is getting out there, that voters are hearing what we have to say, that they see the need for change in Salem and to get behind some common sense solutions. So, you know, the key though is, I'll say it again, you have to vote. We got to vote in this election. Got to, if you haven't already mailed in your ballot, I would just drop it off today or tomorrow.
And where's good places to drop off our ballots?
You know, Roth's grocery stores, other grocery stores, Marion County Elections Office, anywhere you see that sign that says Marion County Elections. I believe there's on the county election site, you know, they have a list of all the drop off locations.
Right.
And but also, this year was the first year with free postage on the mail-in. So maybe that will help with people turning in their ballots early or getting them mailed in, because you simply fill it out, sign it, seal it, and drop it in the mailbox.
And it's critical, because I think I saw something on the headline news that if you don't have it in the mail by today, like, you can't guarantee it's going to be there by the 19th. So I highly encourage you to fill it out today and pop it into one of those boxes.
Yep.
Go to your grocer, go to the Marion County places and drop them off. This is new for me. I've always gone to the polls the day of and got my little sticker. So this is brand new. Well, it makes sense to me. You've been on the budget committee. You've served. You're from from Salem. You went to Sprague. I graduated from Sprague. Yay.
Yeah.
You have your family here. You're plugged into Salem Health. It makes sense that you're the choice. And also my good classmate friend, Senator Bowles. I know you know her well, and she stands behind you. Your Right to Life, Oregon Right to Life, gets behind you. I wish you well as you continue to move through the next few days on to election. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, reedsund.com, R-E-I-D-S-U-N-D. And I'll say also, just to mention, you know, Salem Chamber of Commerce, home builders, realtors, great organizations that have supported me, local people, local businesses, your friends, your neighbors, everybody that you interact with. This is our community. This is Salem. You can reach me through my website, reedsund.com. You can go to our Facebook, Reedsund for Salem. We're very active on Facebook. We have a great team just helping me get to the finish line here. So please reach out, email, call. Everything's available on the website if you want to host a yard sign or if you want to help volunteer.
We're going to put this podcast up as a podcast on our Facebook page and share too. So folks can share with your friends that are here in Salem, reedsun.com. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Thank you, Reed, for being here today. Look forward to having you on as a counselor, giving us updates. How's that?
Will you come back? Great. All
right.
Come back.
Yes. Have a wonderful Wednesday, my friends. Remember, over, under, around, or through, whatever you're facing today, you are an overcomer. Get out and vote.